Thousands of people contact InventHelp monthly about their invention or new product. Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Call InventHelp now. Best of all, the call and information are free. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential, explaining every step of the invention process. We create professional materials and submit them to companies who are looking for new ideas in your category. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review new ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We offer 3D modeling and animation, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to present client ideas to additional companies. Join people just like you who made the call to InventHelp. You have nothing to lose.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Into tomorrow's coverage of the 2022 Consumer Electronics Show. I know they hate it when we call it that, but come on, everybody knows that's what CES stands for. Although a listener said it's the COVID Electronics Show.
Yeah.
Fortunately, we didn't come back with anything except a bunch of items for giveaway for listeners that participate on the show and a whole bunch of interviews. So we've got at least another couple of weeks worth of our CES specials that you certainly don't want to miss.
In fact, we've got some giveaways from our next guest coming up in just a moment.
Oh, that's true. Yes, he sent us back with a bunch of his cool fingerprint locks where your finger is the key.
Yes, sir. And this CES special is brought to you by Fire Technologies, a leading platform for intelligent spatial AI and AR navigation technologies. Visit phiar.net. By iLock, you are your password. And by VIRAWARN by Optive, making your world safer. Visit VIRAWARN.com.
Featured on ABC's hit show Shark Tank, our next guest is redefining the personal security experience through fingerprints. Your key is your finger. Delighted to welcome someone back into tomorrow who's been with us before on a Zoom video interview. It's great to meet in person here at CES in Las Vegas during our 27th year, bringing you the latest in consumer tech. The CEO and founder of Benji Lock is Robbie Cabral. Robbie, welcome back into tomorrow. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be back on the show. It's been a two-year hiatus, right? So it's that live energy, it's needed, and that's what we're here.
And as sparse as the show floor is, unfortunately, because not only a lot of major exhibitors, as we've talked on the show for the last few weeks, that bailed, Robbie didn't, and unfortunately several of our fellow journalists have bailed as well, there's so much open space here. For the first time in our 27 years, we can actually get around the show and find cool people like Robbie to talk to. So tell me first a little bit about how Benji Lock got started, and then let's get into some of the cool stuff you're showing here at CES.
Yeah, well, as you may know, Benji Lock, it relates to a lot of people. You know, I got unemployed, laid off from work, and an idea sparked. One day I went to the gym, and I noticed that a locker was pertaining a key of someone, and they had to bolt cut it and all that. And I said, wow, how come there's just not a lock that you can open with your fingerprint, but also with a traditional key? The light bulb came up, and that's how Benji Lock started.
It's very cool to have both, because obviously you got the key. If it's handy, sure, pop it open. But you forget the key. You lose the key. It's like, a key? I never had a key. Oh, great. Well, you have your finger. That doesn't leave you, nor can it be used by someone else.
Exactly. No, and, you know, one of the things that I notice is that a lot of people tend to forget combinations, whether it's forgetting combinations, leaving their keys inside. And I just wanted to find a simple solution for the regular person that goes to work out. But idea sparked, and then all of a sudden now you got a lock that was meant for a locker in the gym that has actually opened up into a whole portfolio of products. So it's exciting, you know. And again, I got to always thank Mr. Wonderful, because that opportunity of going into Shark Tank, it really helped.
I thought you meant me, but right, the guy, the Mr. Wonderful of Shark Tank, exactly. He's the one that decided to work with you, and the rest is literally history.
Exactly. You know, he's been a great partner. When I went to the show, I had no idea what was I going to expect, and he was the first one that said, hey, have you ever thought of licensing the technology, because if you are doing that, I'm in. And I said, I thought of it, but I want to make sure that Benji Lock stays as, you know, as my vision, as how it started.
It's your baby.
It's my baby. It's my, you know, I have three kids. This is my fourth kid. So, you know, I really fight for it. And thank God we found partners like Hampton Products International. They're really known for the Brinks padlocks. And that's how they've been able to manufacture the product. And now we have a whole collection.
So it's a logical progression. It's something they were already doing in terms of padlocks. So now add the Benji Lock technology and the fingerprint idea to it all. And thus what you're showing here at CES, because if there's a lock that's needed, you probably have it for all kinds of things. And for those listening on the radio, do not worry. When you have a chance, be sure to visit us at intotomorrow.com and check out the video talking to Robbie from Benji Lock, and you'll see the stuff that Chris is showing you right now at their exhibit. So tell me the kinds of things that you started with and how folks were saying, well, if you can do that, man, you got to do this, and I want that, and I'll buy it. And it's been working very well for you.
Yeah, so it actually started with the original, the 43-millimeter fingerprint padlock, which is the fingerprint and traditional key, which is the one over there. There you go, that one, yeah. So that's the original. You know, you can use it for your locker, for work, for school, I mean, you name it. And the idea was that you always have a key as a backup in case the technology fails, because, you know, technology always fails.
Never. We never talk about tech rage, but he's absolutely correct. So even something like this is how it started. But granted, it's a little bit heavier. Yep. It's certainly thicker, so it's not the kind of thing you could use on maybe a suitcase. But you solve that problem too.
Exactly. And then from there, that's the beauty of having this partnership, that, you know, people travel. And the beauty of this is that now we have also a Travel Sentry approved, TSA approved padlock that you can take on the go. So for example, when people have to check out your, you know, the TSA agent has to check your luggage. If they see something, you know, suspicious, they have to open it. So what happened is that if it's not Travel Sentry approved, they'll cut it. The Benji Lock, they won't.
Because they would use a small key, right, to get in.
Exactly. So if you see there, that lock at the bottom, it has a TSA keyhole. They're the ones that are able to open it, or yourself being the user, sure, with your fingerprint or a backup code on the back. And, you know, people travel all the time, even now during the pandemic. So I feel that that's one of my precious, precious products in a way.
And, of course, the first ever one was unveiled here at CES a couple of years ago, I believe.
Exactly. Yeah, it was unveiled here at CES. And, you know, we always, every year, we try to unveil a new product in the technology. Last year was the door lock. This year now we have the sport lock, which is the smaller version over there.
And this black one here?
There you go. Yeah, the black, the red, and the white. And I'm very excited about that product. Not only that, but it actually snagged two awards in the fitness and sports category, and also accessibility. So
now what makes it a sports lock? Is it back to your original thought of the locker room at the gym or that kind of thing? And how is it different than any of the others?
Well, the difference is that it's lighter, smaller. It comes in a matte black finish, no key. So it's very, very simple. Just your fingerprint unlocks, easy.
And it can probably handle a little sweat that's on your finger after your workout, yeah?
Exactly. You know, we heard the consumer saying that, hey, you know, the other lock might be too heavy for my backpack. I need something lighter. And I said, you know what? That's the one. And for the go, especially during the pandemic when gyms were closed, people can use it if you're doing yoga outside. You have your little backpack or something. You're on the go. That sport one, I love it.
Now, what about those who are also into fitness by way of riding a bike and then getting where they're going with the bike, and they need to lock it up as well so it doesn't disappear? Imagine that. You got that covered too, a fingerprint bike lock.
Yeah, that's exciting. You know, we brought it the first time here. Ashley has it in her hand. It's the same technology. You can store up to 10 fingerprints, has a traditional key. The beauty of Benji Lock right now is that there's still no Bluetooth, no Wi-Fi. We're very simple. It's all about the consumer. It doesn't mean that we're not working on, you know,
other things for future products into tomorrow. It could happen, but you don't need to do that. And of course, Ashley is doing not only her best Vanna White to show us the product and doing a great job, but how easy it is with your finger to open the lock and then secure your bike and you're good to go. You have that peace of mind while you're in the movie, you're doing whatever, at school, whatever you're doing, and being able to know you'll have your bike when you get back.
Yep, and you know, one thing too, that you know, padlocks are universal, so everyone can use a lock. And especially a bike lock, you know, you're on the go, you have your bike, you're going to school, you're commuting, you name it, and you know, it helps also the environment.
Yeah, you're riding your bike. You're not eating up the gas.
Yep.
Or eating up the electricity that has to power the charger for your electric car. But I won't get into that. You get the idea. So then what's next for Benji Locke into tomorrow? What can you share with us that I won't tell anyone, but we'll be ready to wonder what's coming next? Because you're always innovating. You're always doing fun stuff. And we always get to talk about it.
Well, you know, I'll give you a little sneak peek. There's going to be, you know, weatherproof items because, you know, we've had a lot of requests of, hey, it's raining a lot, it's snowing a lot. Do you have a lock for that?
So we don't have a snow issue in Miami. We do have a lot of rain. And I've had so many padlocks on my outdoor shed that have just rusted.
Yep.
And it's like, you know, master my what? No, it doesn't do the job. So I'm anxious to see the weatherproof Benji lock.
Yep.
That's something I'd use. And it doesn't take a hurricane. It's just South Florida weather.
Yep.
And they've got to be weatherproof or weather resistant to some degree. So you got our attention there. Good start.
Exactly. That, you know, that's one of the lines. We also have other new smart home door locks coming in. The one that we have right now is not connected, but the future ones will be. And then a really cool, exciting thing that, going to announce it here.
I said, I won't tell anyone. It's just between you and I and the camera and the radio, but never mind that. Yeah.
Well, the exciting thing about the Benji Lock technology is that now we're expanding also to, you know, how the future goes. You know, if it's not your fingerprint, you could also unlock your Benji Lock with voice. You could also unlock your Benji Lock with your palm. You could also unlock your Benji Lock in many different ways. So
maybe your eyes.
There you go.
Maybe.
So we're expanding.
I could see it now. I'll approach my door and I'll say, please open my door, and it'll just probably laugh at me. But I like the concept, though, the idea, because people might want to try to imitate you, but you still have a voice pattern. And there's another good, secure way to do something. I'm guessing you're working on it.
We're working on it. You know, our kids, now they grew up with Alexa. Alexa, play this. Alexa, play that. So, yeah, there's some really cool stuff happening. Hey, Benji Lock, open my door. Hey, Benji Lock, unlock my... You name it. So it's exciting. So
hey, Benji Lock, cook breakfast. You're probably not at that level yet, but you know, you never know. Into tomorrow, other cool things. Robbie, you're always fun to chat with, and keep innovating. Keep making the cool things that we keep talking about. And darn it, we'll keep having you on the show. It's that easy because it's fun.
It's fun. And you know, it's exciting. CES for me is like home. It started here in 2017. And that's why I always tell everyone, you gotta keep innovating. Whatever idea you have, it's gonna be a journey, but keep pushing, just like you guys are doing here. It's tough, you know, we're all vaccinated and all that, but it was a hard thing to come into the show, but we're here. And glad.
Right after this interview, we have to mask up before the mask police get us. Exactly. But, you know, fine, it's what we gotta do to get here. But we appreciate you being unmasked so that we can hear and see you properly for this interview. Robbie Cabral is the CEO and founder of Benji Lock. It's Benji Lock, BenjiLock.com. We'll get you there too when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. Robbie, thanks so much for joining us again.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And continued good luck here at the show. I'm Dave Graveline. Much more to come from Into Tomorrow and our 27th year bringing you the latest in consumer tech. Stay tuned right here on the Advanced Media Network.